Well, first of all, I'd say always remember, no matter where you place the foul line, there are going to be tough calls near the foul line, and this is one of those cases that was very tough to call. You know, I was first told, well, he can't be charged because of your statute. And I said, absolutely. If there's nothing in the statute that says you can confront, provoke another person. And yet he was charged. So I was clearly supported in my judgment on that. And not only was he charged, he was prosecuted. And obviously the questions about the responsibility on complying with this law to stand your ground were in question, because they did not request the pretrial hearing. So that's really, standing your ground is all about not being prosecuted. Now, clearly the judge read our statute, our self-defense statute, for clarity to these jurors, but they really looked at all the facts in the case. Mm-hmm. And I think what unfolded, if you followed all of this, and of course I was watching it intently to see, would our concept be utilized? Would it be challenged? I was kind of surprised, quite frankly, or informed at least, when I saw that they didn't choose that route. So obviously thought there was some vulnerability on making that case, that position about standing your ground and not fleeing.
Should stand your ground be in the jury instructions if it's not a stand your ground case?
No, I think they should quote the statute correctly as to what the parameters are. But actually, you don't have a duty to retreat if you're pinned to the ground. And they presented a case that I think convinced the jury this was the posture he was in ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And but I also think that what goes down before or after does matter. I think this became such a large phenomena, not because of standing ground, not because of Florida's law, but simply because it pulled the hide back on a more underlying issue, and that is, are we all treated equally before the law and in our culture, which is our ideals?
Mm-hmm.
And how well are we doing with that?
How well would you say we're doing, Representative?
Well, we're not there yet. I mean, having high ideals leaves room for us to grow and improve. And as I said, you know, if I was a young man and I was dealt with suspicion like that, I would be angered. But the bad decision was not to do what you have a right to do, which is walk down the street and go home,
mm-hmm.
but instead being angered and reacting in a way that you came back for the fight, which turned out horribly.
The issue of repeal, I know that's been talked about by opponents of this law, but realistically, what are the chances of that happening in the Florida legislature?
I think you're going to find an atmosphere where we're all very cautious. It's very easy in a phenomena setting in a case like this to react, and when you got to go do something. And that's a lot of times when we make policy errors. And so I think we're all cautious about doing. It's important to listen. It's important for people to talk about this. It's important to look at data. It's important to get better data. But then we need to make real good policy decisions. And I think most people still look at the data like I do and believe, you know, we're really safer if we empower people to stop violent acts.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you, too, about some of the broader implications of this debate that's been going on since this verdict. We've had, for example, the likes of musician Stevie Wonder calling for a boycott of the entire state, other people saying they're not going to perform or not going to come to Florida while the Stand Your Ground law is on the books. Do these boycotts have any kind of impact?
Well, I certainly don't think it's the way to set public policy. You know, we should set public policy on what's the right and fair way to operate our criminal justice system, not because an entertainer doesn't want to come to Florida. But no, I don't think those kind of boycotts and that kind of language is benefiting anyone. Matter of fact, it's going to hurt a lot of the people he's trying to benefit.